Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel, the third, back on the show. Walter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 7 years he's been hanging out with us. Former editorial director at Harvard Business Review, and a publication that I'm a happy subscriber to, and a former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, and the author of an outstanding book, The Lords of Strategy, which is just a very important book and one that I enjoy talking to you about. I love encouraging small business owners to think about strategy, not just execution. You're supposed to execute on your strategy, right, Walter?
That's correct, Jim.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, it's we're in the middle of storms here, right? We got we're right here in the bookends between Harvey and Irma, and I'm just heartbroken about what's going on out in Texas. I've got so many friends in the Houston area, family too. I've got some family members down there. And I think about what the businesses are dealing with down there in the aftermath of that storm, and anticipating what the Southern Florida small business owners are going to have to deal with. It's the survival requires some kind of planning, doesn't it?
It really does, Jim, and of course our hearts go out
to the folks. And I mean business survival, of course.
Yes, right. Thinking about your post-disaster strategy, I mean, our hearts do go out to the folks, and I hope your people down there are going to be fine, but all the small business people on the Florida and Texas and Louisiana coast who have been affected. Actually, you know, it's kind of hard to think of it this term ways, but there are lots of ways that businesses sustain disasters. It isn't just hurricanes and tornadoes. I remember back at Fortune, we did an article about a company called Aero Electronics, pretty big company, but in 1980, they were having an offsite retreat with all their senior management team, and they had a terrible fire through this executive center, and 13 out of their top 20 executives were burned to death.
Wow.
So, I mean,
I didn't remember that.
Lose your top management team in a flash.
Or an airplane, airplane crash.
Or, aircraft thing, yeah. Crashes.
I've known of companies, the top executives, Bruno's grocery stores 20 years ago, 25 years ago. They the top two guys, the two brothers, were killed in a car crash.
I mean
a plane crash, yeah.
So how do you think about what to do after a strategy, after a disaster, either a natural disaster or something like that? And I think there are some steps that you can reasonably think through. Paradoxically, maybe the first one is, by the way I'd phrase it, is don't just do something, sit there for a minute. In the sense that sometimes when disaster strikes, I think we all get so animated and geared up, we say, well, I'm going to put this back together again exactly the way I did it, and nothing's going to stop me, and I'm going to get going on this right away. But that can lead to trouble. I was refreshing my recollection of what the Red Cross and FEMA say about what to do when your house floods. They have a very good, like, 30, 40-page brochure, like, 8 or 9 chapters to that. But the very first chapter, interestingly enough, is sort of get a hold of yourself psychologically. Take a moment to sit down and get as much kind of peacefulness as you can so that you can be thinking through the ways.
Clear-headed. No hysteria.
Yes, no hysteria, no, just acting out of I got to keep doing the same.
Do a little bit of a chess game with yourself, right? Almost do an implications thing. Okay, if I move here, what will that cause? If I move there, what will that cause? You might need to play a little chess with yourself.
Well, exactly, and that kind of goes
with the circumstances.
Yes, exactly. The second point would be to assess the full extent of the damage. I mean, the full extent. That means thinking about not just, well, gee, have the walls of the business collapsed, or some of my customers in trouble, but going back all the way on your different value chains. Think about, well, wait a minute, how is this affecting the people who supply me with the goods that I sell? Am I going to be able to get that regular materials from them? How is this affecting my customers? My logistics and my employees.
Well, and these are the kinds of questions you can ask yourself in advance of a storm if you know it's coming, in advance of a disaster if you know it's coming, and also the same questions to follow up on, okay, now that I projected that this might happen if we had a problem, now that we've had the problem, how did I do and how do I respond to what my plans were?
Exactly so.
And hold on to that thought, Walter. So, folks, sure. We'll come back. Walter's got some other great tips to think about post-disaster. And I'm gonna keep, you know, since we got this storm coming up in Florida and others that could be coming, now's a good time to do the pre and the post.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.